Today's shir is Masechta Yuma Daf Lamed Ches, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Ches Siman Aleph at the Mishnah. In our previous shir, the Mishnah had mentioned Elul Shvach, people who had done different activities in the Beis Hamikdash, for which they are remembered Lishvach for praise for what they've done. And today's shir, Mitzvah Shem, the Mishnah begins Ve'elu L'gnai. These are the people that are remembered for gnai, for what they've done, that there's nothing to be proud of what they've done. And as the Chofetz Chaim says, that even though, of course, the Chofetz Chaim tells us that we're not allowed to embarrass anybody, we're only supposed to speak positively about people, but sometimes he says there's a mitzvah to speak negatively of people, that people should realize how terrible it is to do Averis, and that will prevent other people from doing Averis. Ve'elu gnai beiskarmu, the family of beiskarmu, as we learned in Masechta Shkolim, beiskarmu were the family that made the lechem upon him in the Beis HaMikdash, and they, leirotzu l'lamed, they didn't want to teach other people how to make the lechem upon him. So here we learn in the Mishnah, and Mitzvah Shem we're going to learn in the Gemara, the issue of people who refuse to teach people others their secrets, their special recipes. And the question is, when is a mutter, when is that acceptable and when is that not acceptable? So the Paiskim say that if somebody has a business secret or somebody knows how to do something which is not essential to our lives, we cannot fault him for not teaching someone else. However, if it's something which is critical to our, is an essential knowledge, if there's a doctor who has the ability to do something that other doctors don't have, he has some medical knowledge, he has some medical procedure. So certainly if it's a situation of pikuach nefesh, when we speak about pikuach nefesh, one has to do whatever it has to take. However, when it's not a situation of pikuach nefesh, where there are other doctors who can be found that could do what this doctor knows how to do, so then the situation is a very different situation. And one can't make a claim, well, why aren't you teaching it? There are other people that could teach it. However, if this person is an individual who is going to retire, and if he retires, that knowledge will be lost. So, of course, he has to teach it to other people. So what we're learning from here is like this. If it's something which is not essential, a person could say, I have this business secret, I've developed this technique, I am not obligated to teach it to other people. If there are other people who could teach it, then again, he's not obligated to teach. But if it's a situation of pikuach nefesh, or if it's anything in that type of a situation where his knowledge is essential for us to know his knowledge, so there, of course, he has to be prepared to share that knowledge. Shavtinus, as we learned also in Masechta Shkolim, there was a family of Avtinus, that they were the ones that made the Ketoros in the Beis HaMikdash, and they too, Lerotzu L'lamed al Ma'aseh Ketoros, they refused to teach other people Ma'aseh Ketoros. Hurgus ben Levi, Hurgus, who was from the Sheva Levi, Hayadei Perek Bashir, he knew how to sing beautifully. And the pshat that I saw in the Rishonim is that one of the most important elements in singing is to know how long to keep a note, how long and how short. And he was able to compose songs and sing songs that had that perfectly figured out. And he too, v'leirotza l'lamed, he refused to teach anybody that knowledge. So as I saw, the Sefer Hoin Osher explains that the other, usually it says beiskarmu, and then it says what they didn't want to do. Here it first says Hayadei Perek Bashir, and then it says he didn't want to teach. So he explains, one maybe would assume that what he had a beautiful voice, And because he had a beautiful voice, he was able to sing so beautifully. If that's the case, then we can't have any claim to him why he didn't want to teach. He has a great voice. The other people did not have such a good voice. So why would there be an issue why he didn't want to teach? So that's why the Gemara says that what was his specialty? His specialty wasn't that he had a great voice. You can't have a claim to somebody if he has a great voice and you don't. What the issue in our Gemara is, says the Hainisher, is that he knew how to compose songs, he knew how to time the songs. That's certainly something that could be taught to somebody else. And the fact that he refused to teach that to someone else, that's why it's unacceptable. Says the Gemara, Ben Kamtzer, Le'lamed Rotzel Lamed Amasek Sav. As we're going to learn in the Gemara, he was an expert that he could hold four pens in his hand at the same time and write the Shem Hashem that way. And that was, of course, a tremendous talent. And he was able to do so. And we're going to Mitzvah Shem learn in the Gemara why it was so great what he could do. And that's why he should have taught that to other people, but he refused. Says the Gemara, Rishonim Nemar, on those that are mentioned in the previous Mishnah who were prepared to share and teach what they were able to do, regarding them, the Pasuk says, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha. Val Elu, and regarding those who are mentioned in our Mishnah, Nema Shem Risham Yerkav, that they have these talents, but they weren't prepared to teach others what they knew. So, of course, the reason they should have been ready to share their knowledge with everybody else is because they could have caused a Kiddush Hashem. And by not being prepared to share what they learned and knew, that brought lessening of Kvod Shemayim. And as the Chofetz Chaim explains, not only was the concern about what could happen in the future because of what they were doing, but their actual behavior caused caused a diminution of the Kiddush Hashem. And that's something that's unacceptable. So here is a very big discussion in the Mefarshim. As we're going to learn in the Gemara, by some of the people in our Mishnah, they had a real legitimate reason why they didn't want to teach. They were concerned what they knew would Chas V'Shalom be used for Avodah Zarah. So the question is, since they had an excuse, how do we look at their behavior? So some explain, even though they had an excuse, we have to look at the entire picture. And the entire picture is that their behavior was unacceptable. But others say that no. The way to understand the Mishnah is, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, all the people in the Mishnah gave an excuse for what they did. So our Mishnah, the way we learned Pshat in the Mishnah, is Al Rishonim Nema Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha, that refers to the people in the previous Mishnah, and Al Achroinim and Al Elu refers to the people all mentioned in our Mishnah. But then I saw that since in our Gemara we're going to find that everybody besides Ben Kamtzer was able to find an excuse for his behavior. So therefore the Gemara says, once Chazal heard the reason for their behavior, so Chazal changed their minds about them. And Chazal said regarding these people, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha, only Al Elu, only on the last person, Ben Kamtzer, who wasn't able to come up with a fair explanation for his behavior, do we say Shem Rishoyim Yerkav. So of course the question is that even though, no matter who we say this last words of Shem Rishoyim Yerkav refer to, isn't it the halacha that we're not allowed to embarrass anyone? Isn't it a halacha that we're not allowed to say Lashon Hara? So how does our Mishnah label these people Shem Rishoyim Yerkav? So the Chofetz Chaim himself explains this. He says, if you have a person that did an Aveira accidentally, or even we could explain what he did, that what he did was by mistake, or we could explain that he had a Nisoyan where Yetzirah tried to prevail at him and he couldn't win. In all of those situations, we have to try to judge him favorably. But if somebody acts inappropriately on a regular basis, he does an Aveira that he knows is an Aveira, and it's obvious that he knows an Aveira, and he does it on a steady basis. Then the halacha, the Chavetz Chaim quotes the Shaar Tshuva, is that we're allowed to embarrass him, and we're not only allowed to embarrass him, we're allowed to embarrass him in front of his face, and we're allowed to speak about him negatively in behind his back. And therefore, explains the Chavetz Chaim, that these people knew what they were doing was wrong. And not only did they know they were doing was wrong, they acted this way on a regular basis. Therefore, we could speak this way. But says the Chavetz Chaim, if there's any way that he could give an excuse, or certainly if he gives an excuse, then we have no right to speak negatively about him. Moreover, says Beinu Yonah, even if we know that he's doing it, knowing that he's doing the wrong thing, and even if we know that he does it on a regular basis, we're only allowed to embarrass him if we use it as a moment to teach other people how to behave. But if other people are not going to learn, if there's no lesson to be learned by speaking negatively about him, then there's no point in speaking negatively, even though the Rishoyim. So I saw from the Beis Yisrael, said, Gevalde Gevort. What is the difference between the people who are mentioned in our Mishnah and the people in Avram Avinu? He says, what does the Torah praise Avram Avinu with? The Torah praises Avram Avinu, ki yedativ. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say I specifically love Avram Avinu? He was prepared to share his Torah. He was prepared to share his closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what causes the Kadosh Baruch Hu to love him. And people who aren't prepared to share are just the opposite. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. So the Gemara explains what was the story of the Beis Garmu. Beis Garmu became b'masa lechem upon him. Beis Garmu were big experts and preparing the lechem aponim. As we discussed many times, the lechem aponim was baked every week. Typically, it was baked on a Friday afternoon, and it looked like an upside-down ches, which is a very delicate structure for a bread, and it's only a tefach wide. So it was a big umnis to be able to bake this bread properly, and even though you're baking the bread properly, to make sure it didn't crack as you baked it. And says the Gemara, V'lai Rotzo Lamed, and they refused to teach this this profession to other people. The Chama went and brought big experts from Mitzrayim. The people, Yoidim Lechais, K'maysam, they were able to imitate and bake the bread the same way. However, they did not know how to take the bread out of the oven. They did not know how to take the bread out of the oven without having the bread break. And the reason is, halalu, those that came from Alexandria, mafsikim b'chutz, v'oifim b'chutz. In those days, the way bread was baked was that the bread was put against the wall of the oven. Now, you could put it inside the oven to bake, or you could put it on the outside wall of the oven. They baked it on the outside wall of the oven. Valolu and the family and the Beis Garmu bakers, Mefikim and Mefnim, Vayfim Mefnim, baked it from inside the oven. And I saw a very powerful word from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. What does it mean that they Mefikim and Mefnim, Vayfim Mefnim? The Beis Garmu was taught us that what's important in baking, what's important in Avodas Hashem, is mifnim, what you do inside, that you should be l'shem shemayim, that you should, your machshava should be pure. The Beis Garmu had that talent. And therefore, says the Gemara, halalu, the bakers from Alexandria, pita misapeshes, would get moldy, valola and pita misapeshes would not get moldy. Because when you bake a bread with intense heat, that will cause the bread to get baked well, and therefore it will be less likely to spoil. And of course, all the Rishonim asked the question that we know that one of the nisim that the the Gemara says many times happened in the Beis HaMikdash was regarding the lechem upon him, that siluka kisaduroi, that when it was removed from the oven, it was just as warm as it was taken in, as it was brought into the oven, even though it was there for at least a week. So if anyway it's going to be a nace, so what's the point that they knew how to bake it in a way that it stays fresher and they didn't? So the Rishonim offer many terutzim. One teretz is, ain't soim chmal a nace. Of course, there was this nace in the Beis HaMikdash, but they did not want to rely on the nace. Another pshat that I saw is that only at a time where in the Beis HaMikdash Rishon that this happened, but in the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, when Klal Yisrael, as we've learned, did not always act as they should have, then this nace stopped to happen. Certainly, I saw that it depended on the status of the Kohen Gadol. And the bigger tzaddik the Kohen Gadol was, then the neis happened. But as we've learned in our Masechta, that wasn't always the case, and therefore they had to have it baked in a way that it should stay fresh. Shem Chamadava, when Chazal heard what's going on, Amr Kamash Baruch Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Kvayd Baruch. Everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, he created for his covet. Shnema Kol Hanekra B'Shmi U'L'Kvayd Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use our talents L'Shem Shemayim. And if these people know how to do it and they don't, so what we have to do is Chazru Beiskar Melam Kaimam. They brought back the Beiskarmu to their place. So the Eina Yitzchak explains the Gemara. We see from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every person with specific talents. And we're supposed to use our talents l'shem shemayim. And therefore, if Beis Garmu have this talent, what that talent is supposed to be used is l'shem shemayim. So what says the Gemara, Shol Cholam Chacham V'Loibo. The Chacham called Beis Garmu and said, please come back. V'Loibo, and they refused. Until Kafalam Scharim, they doubled their salary or bow. And the Gemara says, B'chol Yoim, originally Hayunaitlam Shneim Asa Mana, that they used to take 12 Mana, Vayoim, they doubled their salary to Esen V'Arba. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'chol Yoim, it was Esen V'Arba, originally the salary was 24, Vayoim Arba Mishmon, and now they raised it to 48. Omla Chachamim, the Chacham said to them, Mari Isim Shloil Lame, why did you refuse to teach your Chachma to everybody else? So I saw the Mefarshim explain, why did they act this way? Why did they act this way that they took this exorbitant salary? So the Ben Ishchai, the Ben Yoyod explains that people, they wanted to show to the world that their talent is being used for Kvod Shemayim. The only way that they were able to get people to recognize what they're doing and why they're doing it is by requesting such a important raise in a salary. By asking for this huge raise in a salary, and everybody's going to start talking about it, the whole issue, what they did and why they did it, will become public. That's exactly what they wanted to accomplish. So now, they ask them, Ma Re'isem, Amlam Chacham, the Chacham said to Beis Garmu, Ma Re'isem, why did you do so, Shloi Lalamed, that you're refusing to teach anybody how to bake the lechem upon him? Amrlam, Yoidim Hayu Shabbais Abba. Our forefathers were well aware, Shabbais Asal Kharib, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to get destroyed. And we were concerned, Shemu Yilmed Andam Shanam Mahugan, that somebody who is not of the proper Yerushmayim will learn how to bake lechem upon him, and then he'll go and use it to bake this type of bread in Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, we taka could say something very positive about them. Nobody ever discovered that they should have in their family nice bread. Shloyamru, that nobody should chas v'shalom come to accuse them, memasim lachem aponim zendezoinim, that they use the lachem aponim, that they eat the lachem aponim themselves. L'kayim shemeshenemer, as we learned, there's an obligation for yisin nekiyim shem Yisrael. So as we mentioned, there's a big machloikis in the achroinim. Now that they gave their excuse, was it accepted or not? The Meiri, the Mashah, say that that what they said was not accepted. And the reason it wasn't accepted was because if their intentions were so pure, why did they ask for such a huge raise in salary? However, there are others that say that their excuse was accepted. And the ones that say that their excuse was not accepted used a raya from the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Al dov zeh, on this thing that they were careful not to ever eat that type of bread, they were praised. But on their excuse for not being prepared to teach other people was not accepted. We learned in Masechta Shkolim more than once that a person has to be careful for Yisim Nekim Meshem Yisrael, that whatever he does should be beyond reproach. And I saw a Gevald Gevart from the Pella Yoyitz. The Pella Yoyitz says, why is there such a reason? Because if somebody does something that people could come to accuse him that he's acting inappropriately, he's over lifnei evil, I see the michshol. The people will accuse him falsely. So by you acting this way, you're causing other people to do an avera, and therefore you're not allowed to act in that way. We learned further in the Mishnah, shabes aftinus loylotzul lam ramasek tyrus. They refuse to teach the masek tyrus. Says the Gemara Tanah Rabbanan, beis aftinus hayabikiyim b'masek tyrus. They were big experts in knowing how to make the tyrus, for like rots and lama, they refuse to teach it to anyone else. Shochach Chum viviu omnim Alexander Shemitzrayim. Chum brought experts from Alexander Shemitzrayim. For Yoyodim Lefatim, they knew how to make the tyrus Kamaisam, like the people from Beis Aftinus. However, for Lo Yoyodim Lahalas Oshin Kamaisam, they did not know how to make the smoke go up. Shalolu. The Beis Aftinus Ketoris Metamav Oyla Kamalkel went straight up like a stick. V'shalalolu, and the Ketoris of these other people Mavtzi Lekan Lekan dispersed all over. Because, as explained in Mefarshim, they had this special ingredient the Beis Aftinus called Mala Oshin. So, as all the Rishonim explain, the loch is. The Gemara teaches us Masech the Krisis that Nchisa Achas Misamim Mona Ketoris, that if you're making the Ketoris, you leave out one of the ingredients, Chayiv Misa. So how could they have left out the Mala Oshin? The Mala Oshin is an integral ingredient in making the Ketoris. So some the Beis Yosef wants to say that the Mala Oshin is actually not one of the ingredients that there's a chiv mesa for leaving it out. But most Rishonim take a very different approach. And they say that, of course, the experts from Mitzrayim also put in Mala Oshin. But there's more than one type of Mala Oshin. There's a Mala Oshin that causes the smoke to go up, but not go up straight. And that was the Mala Oshin that was used by the Egyptians. And Beis Aftinus knew how to use a Mala Oshin that goes up straight. And therefore, since they had that expertise, that was what made them special. Shama Chama B'davar, when Chazal heard about this situation, Amru, they said, everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, he created L'chvoidoi. Shnema Kapa Hashem L'mneu, and therefore, Chazal L'mekoimai. And in fact, I saw that the Avi Nachal explains. He says that everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu created is only for tzaddikim. He says we could have a situation where somebody builds this beautiful house and this beautiful garden with trees. And the entire reason that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave this person the privilege to do so is that in 100 years, in 200 years, there'll be a tzaddik that will pass by and want to sit and enjoy the shade of those trees. There'll be a tzaddik that will be able to be in that home. So hundreds of years before HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that we should be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, so we should, with a cheshbon. Furthermore, I saw that the Mefarshim asked, by the base Aftina, by the base Garmu, the Gemara used a pasuk called Nikra B'Shvi L'Chvoide B'Rosav. When we speak about the Ktiris, the Gemara uses the pasuk of Kopal Hashem L'Maneu. So he says, that says the Reino Yochim, the Lechem upon him, everybody saw, as we learned before, once a year, the Lechem upon him was shown to all of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, there's more of an issue that it should be made public, that everybody should see it. The Ktiris, we learned nobody was in the Beis HaMikdash when the Kohen Gadol brought the Ktiris. No one was in the Beis HaMikdash even every day when a regular Kohen brought the Ktiris. So therefore, it's something that was done much more in a much quieter way. Since it was done in a much quieter way, that's why it wasn't so public, and that's why the Gemara doesn't use that pasuk. Shalchem Chachamim. So Chachamim called the base Aftinus to come back to Leibo, and they refused. Kaflam Scharimbo, when they doubled their salary, they agreed. And says the Gemara, B'chol Yom Ha'Yonotim Shnei Masamana. Originally, they took 12 mana, v'yoyim esrim v'arba. Now they took 24 b'yudaymer, b'chol yoyim esrim v'arba. They used to always insist on 24, v'yoyim arba v'shmoyna. Amal chachamim, maritzim shloy lamed, why do we refuse? Amal yudim shabais abba, our forefathers knew shabais ze'osul charev, the Beis Minisha will be destroyed. Amal shema yilmet shema anahogim, and they were concerned that somebody who shouldn't know how to do this will learn it, because v'yel v'yad avadis kacham b'kach. For this, we remember them positively. There was never a woman who went out of their home wearing perfume. And when they married a woman, they would make a deal with her, they would make a condition of the marriage that she will never put on perfume. The people shouldn't say that they're using this perfume. And I saw that by the base of Tinus, the Gemara says that they made this deal with women who got married. We don't find that was done with the base Garmu, even though the Gemara said that by the base Garmu, they were also careful not to eat that type of bread. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained. One is not obligated to give his wife good bread. So if you don't, there's no condition required when you're going to marry her and say, I'm not going to give it to you. But one is obligated to give his wife nice perfume to wear. So if you're going to do so and not give it to her, it has to be spoken out up front. Tanya. Omer Bishmael Pamach, so Yisim Ahalach B'derech. I was once walking, and I found one of their children. Your forefathers were interested in their own honor, and they weren't concerned about the covenant of the Beis HaMikdash to teach this to other people. Now that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what. And look where you are. I'm Rabbi Kiva. I and one of their children of these families went out to the field to gather grass. And I saw that this person from Beis Aftinus was crying and laughing at the same time. So I asked him, why are you crying? I remembered the great honor that my forefathers had. So then I asked him, then why are you laughing? When the Beis HaMikdash will be built, we will get it back. Then what caused you right now to have this reaction? I saw the Malashim ingredient in front of me. So Rabbi Kiva said, Hareuli, please show it to me. Shame Aronson Kaladam. We have this Shvua that we refuse to sow it to anyone else. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Pamachas Matzasi Zochan Achad. I once found an elderly individual, Umagil Samamonim Biyodai, and he had the recipe of the Samamonim, how to make the Ktiris. Amatilim Ayin Ato, so I asked him, from where are you? Amalei, so he told me, Bebeis Aftinus Ani, I'm from the family of Aftinus. Umabiyotcha, so I asked him, what are you holding? Amalei, Megillah Samamonim Harili. I'm holding this recipe. So I asked him, Hereoli, please show it to me. Amali, Kozman Shabesav Abayakayim, as long as my forefathers were alive, we kept the secret. We refused to show this to anyone. However, for Akshav, but now that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed and my family is not where it is, I'm giving it back to you. But he asked him, please be careful. When I came to Rekiva and I told him what happened, Amali, so at that point he said, indeed we see that their intentions were good, because they're now not ready. They're ready to share it. So we see that the whole intention was only for Kvod Shemayim, and therefore from now on, we may not speak negatively about them. Mikan Omer ben Azai, says Ben Azai, from this story, we learn that nobody should be worried about competition. Nobody should be worried that their position will be taken away. Because B'Shimcha Yikru'ucha U'B'Mkayimcha Yishivicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan for every single individual. And what you're supposed to get is not by coincidence. Whatever you're supposed to have, you're supposed to have. Nobody will take away from you what belongs to you. Nobody could take away from somebody else anything. One government, one kingdom, one cannot push away somebody else, even by a hair. What you're supposed to get, you're going to get. Nobody could take away from you what belongs to you. And that's why the Maseil Sisharim says that on one hand we know that that we all have a klala that we have to work to succeed. However, as much as we have to work to succeed, we also have to know that whatever we get, everything that we get is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu predestined for us. One government doesn't touch. Whatever we are supposed to have, you will have at the right time. I saw a fantastic story from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav was once a Masada Kedushin at a wedding. And at that wedding, the Chassan dropped the ring before he was supposed to put it on the Kalas finger. And he was very shaken. He thought that this was a very bad simon. So the Brisker Rav said, "You have nothing to worry about." He said, "But how do we explain what just happened?" So the Brisker Rav explained that min haShemayim, you were only supposed to get married a minute later. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has everything figured out to the smallest detail, what he did was that he made that you should drop the ring. And like that, the wedding will be, and then you'll have to pick it up, and it will be a minute later. Because that was the time to get married, not a minute before and not a minute later. Says the Gemara, Hugris ben Levi knew how to compose songs, and the Gemara and the Mishnah said, but he refused to teach it to anyone else. Tanya, says the Gemara, Shunoisin Koil ben Ima, when he would sing, Machnas Godel Tachpiv, he would put his thumb into his mouth, and he would put his finger on top of it, by the place of his mustache, and it would create such a beautiful sound. Everybody would fall back from that incredible, beautiful song. Tana, Ben Kamtzer LeRotzel Lam LeMasek Sav. We learned that Ben Kamtzer refused to teach people how he wrote. Omer Olof. Because they said regarding Ben Kamtzer, she noitel arba kumosim, he took four pens into his hand, Ben Etzbosov, and he wrote the Shem Hashem that way. The Maisa Tevishal arba oisers, and therefore a word that was made up of four letters, Hayakosov Basachas, he could write at all four letters at one time. Amaloi, so they said, Mari Isa Shloi Lalamit. So they asked him, why did you refuse to teach this to anyone else? Says the Gemara, Kulan, all the others that we learned in our Mishnah, Matzu Tshuva Devreim, gave an excuse They gave an excuse why they refused to teach what they knew to anyone else, because they were worried about that their talents, their knowledge would be used over the Zorah. Ben Kapzer, however, Loi Matzah Tshuva L'Dvarav, didn't come up with a good explanation. So therefore, says the Gemara, Roshonim Nemar Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, Val Ben Kemtzer V'Chaver Nemar V'Shem Roshonim Yerkov. So the reason this is such an important talent, to be able to write the Shem Hashem all in one time, the Pasha Pshat is, because it shouldn't be that you'll write part of the Shem Hashem and you won't finish it, and it won't be respectful to the Shem Hashem. Another pshat that I saw is because a fundamental part of our belief is Neyichur Hashem, that there's only one God. So when you write it that way, you could be sure you're expressing that thought that there's only one Hashem. And I saw the Mefarshim explain that's why Ben Kamtzer could not have an explanation that he didn't want Avodah Zarah to do it. Because by us, there's a concept of Yichud Hashem, that there's only one Hashem, and that's why we want to write all four letters at one time. By the Akum, there is no concept of only one God. So there's no reason to be concerned that the Akum would want to do so for their God. And therefore, Ben Kamtzer is criticized for not being prepared to teach this talent to anyone else. Asking my v'shem v'shoim yirkav. What it should have said, Rishayim Yerkov. What does it say, V'shem Rishayim Yerkov? Amar Belezer, Rekivas Tala Shmoisim, that they should, the names should become like metal, which becomes rusty. Deloy Maskinim Shmayu, and we should never call anybody by the name of a Rosha. So of course the Mefarshim ask that we find Tanoim every morning, we say the Brisa of Yishmol, that were called Yishmol, and Shmuel was a Rasha. So some explain that Yishmol ultimately did tshuva. Another explanation is that Yishmol's name was given by the Malach. So he told him to call Yishmol. So it's not that his name was a name of a Rasha. It's a name that was said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since it's a name that was said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore it's not in the category of Shem Rishoyim Yerkov. So here we see the power of a name. So I saw the Mefarshim explain that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when a person, Baruch Shem, has a child, and every parent has the schus, the privilege of naming his child, what that means is that when a Shemayim, they tell a parent, this is the name that you should give to your child. That's the name that Min HaShemayim, they sort of speak, lead the person. And a person who ends up laming his child in such a way, that's a very bad simon. Maser Vina asked the Gemara, Maisa B'Dai Ben Yosef. There was a story of Dai Ben Yosef, Shenich Ovin Ben Katan L'Imai. He was left as a very young orphan. B'Chayayim Ha'isi'im Amadita B'Tfachim. Every morning, his mother would measure him how much more he grew, and the amount that he grew, that weight, she would give that weight in gold to the Beis Hamikdash. When Nebuchadnezzar attacked Yerushalayim, she shechted him and ate him. And regarding her is what it says in Yirmiyah, if the women of Yerushalayim had to eat the children. And the Ruach HaKodesh responds to that, we know that in the Beis HaMikdash, Zechariah, who was a Kohen and a Navi, was killed, and that's why this terrible punishment came on Klal Yisrael. So you see that they gave people names like Doig, who we know is the Rasha. Says the Gemara, indeed, Chazi Masalikwe, look what happened to this person who had this terrible name, that such an unfortunate ending. Amar Blazo, Tzadik Me'atzmai. A Tzadik is mentioned because of himself. Rasha mechaveri. That means a tzaddik, the morale explains, means somebody, a tzaddik, there's only one way to be a tzaddik. There's only one right way. Rasha, there's many ways of being a Rasha. Another pshat that the morale suggests is that the difference between a tzaddik and a Rasha is a tzaddik achieves his madrega by himself. There are people who are good people. Rishon, Klal Yisrael are good people. If you see somebody in Klal Yisrael who's not acting that way, it's only because Michaveroi, because he was in a bad environment and they unfortunately had a bad influence on him. But there's a difference between the tzaddik who is and the Rasha. We understand that the Rasha would normally have never behaved that way. Tzaddik ma'atzma d'ksiv in Lashon Yochid, tzeich tzaddik l'vracha. Rasha, as we just said, is only because of his environment, d'ksiv Hashem Rishoyim, Lashon Rabim Yirkov. Amalei Rabbeinu Elahu Merabonim, Dav Masadet Agarat Kamei. Ravina said to one of these Rabbonim, who was always teaching him Agarata, Menah Milsad Amar Rabbonim, Zecha Tzadik Levrocha. So he says, I don't understand your question. Doksiv, it's a Pasuk, a Mishlei, Zecha Tzadik Levrocha. So he asked him, Midaraisa Menolei, where do we know Midaraisa? And as I saw the Tosfos Hashanim explains, that something that was said in Mishlei would not have been said there unless there was a makar, there was a source for it in the Torah. So he said, "Ksiv," because as we find, Hashem says to Avram, "Hashem mechasani ma'avram ashani oisa," that Hashem wanted to tell Avram what's going to go on in time. And immediately, as soon as he mentions Avram Avinu's name, "Ksiv," Avram yil goyg otzum v'roiv, he right away gives him a bracha. Menam milsad amar rabbanon, Shem Rishayim Yerkov, amalei doksiv Shem Rishayim Yerkov. It's an explicit pasuk. So he said to him, what I meant to say was, Midaraisa Manolei, where do I know this Midaraisa? The Ksiv V'yel al Sadoim. The pasuk says that Loit went to Sadoim, and as soon as it speaks about Sadoim, it says, V'anshich Sadoim Roim Chatoim Hashem Ma'oid. I'm Rabbi Loza. Tzadik Dor B'shnei Rishoyim. We have a Tzadik that lived between Rishoyim, V'loi Lomid Maseyim. And then we have a Rosha that lived between Tzadikim, V'loi Lomid Maseyim. Who was the tzaddik that Dobin Shnei Rishoyim V'loi Lomid Maseim? Avadya, that he lived with Achav and Izevel, and he didn't learn from their behavior. And Roshan, Dobin Shnei Tzaddikim V'loi Lomid Maseim, Se'esav. So I saw the Mefarshim explain why are specifically Avadya from all, why specifically it was Avadya and picked an Esav. Because one is expected to follow the way he was brought up. And the Gemara says that Avadya was a Ger Adoimi. He was a Ger. He came from the family of Esav. So we would expect that he should not act properly. Yet we see that he was able to become a big tzaddik and he supported the Nevi'im who were hiding. Esav, on the other hand, grew up in the family of Yitzchak and Rivka. So we're certainly expected that he would grow up to be a tzaddik. But look what happened with him. V'amar b'lozim, b'chosin shal tzadikim, atalomit klal rishoyim. Where Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha to tzadikim, the same place he gives a klal to rishoyim. M'klalosim shal rishoyim, atalomit bracha to tzadikim. B'chosin shal tzadikim, atalomit klal rishoyim. The ksiv, as we quoted this pasuk earlier, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says regarding Avram Avinu, ki yidatav l'man ashitzav esbonav esbeisa achrov, v'shem v'b'dis derech Hashem, how great Avram Avinu's behavior was, and then the pasuk says that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke about the greatness of Avram Avinu, Hashem right away speaks about how terrible Zakas Sodom v'Amora Kiraba. Mikoloshes Rishoyim Atalamet Brachot Tzadikim, the Ksiv V'Anshei Sodom Roim V'Chatoim LaHashem, and as soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions the Rishoyim, the pasuk says Hashem Omer Avram Achri Palut Loit Mimoi that I'm going. He gave him a bracha. V'amar b'loza, afil b'shvil tzaddik echad, just because of one tzaddik, ha'olam nivra, the world was created. Shnemar, v'yaral im's or ki toiv, v'ein toiv el tzaddik. The or represents a tzaddik. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, imru tzaddik ki toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the entire world was created just for one tzaddik. And the Aruch Yisharim explains, this is a big nechama. This comes to console us. We see sometimes that there are less and less tzaddikim in the world. And we think to ourselves, how will the world be able to continue to exist? But here we learn in the Gemara that the world could exist even for just one tzaddik. V'amar, Rebbe Lazar, k'mishkeach davar mitalmudoy. If somebody forgets anything from his learning, gairim galus labanav. He causes that his children will go into galus. Shnemar, v'tishkach taras alakecha, eshkach b'necha gamani. If you forget from Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu will forget from our children. Ramavriya Omar, a person who forgets his learning, Maridin Oysomi Gudlosa, Shnemar, Keato Adas Ma'asta, you despise Das, and what's going to happen is, V'ma'ascha Mikanli, you can no longer have the ability. So of course, there's a very big machlokes nowadays that we learn and we forget. How are we supposed to look at this Gemara? So, of course, the Pashat Peshat in the Gemara is that we're supposed to constantly review. Moreover, says the Meiri, the Gemara uses the words Meshakich Dover. Meshakich means that you cause to forget. If a person learned in a way that he's not going to remember, he didn't learn it in a way that he's going to learn to remember, or he does things to forget his learning, then we're very strict with him. But if because we're human beings and we forget what we learned, that's not what the Gemara is saying. In fact, the Gra says that this entire issue of Meshakech Davar Talmudoy only applied in the earlier generations when they learned Torah Bal Peh. But Bezman HaZeh, where everything is printed, this Gemara doesn't apply. The Chazon Ish disagreed. And the Chazon Ish said that even Bezman HaZeh, we have to do whatever we can that he should learn. But then I saw that Rabbi Yoshev has a different approach to this Gemara. His approach to the Gemara is that the Gemara is teaching us how one is supposed to teach Torah and learn Torah. He's supposed to teach Torah and learn Torah in a way that it should be interesting to the people who hear the shiur. In fact, that is what Rabbi Yoshev held is the talent that we should look for in choosing a Maggid shiur. A Maggid shiur who could explain the Gemara, that people are interested in the subject that's being taught, that is the person who should be teaching Torah. Amrav Chibar Abba Amrav Yochel, Ein Tzadik Niftam Ma'olam, a Tzadik is not left from the world, at Shenivar Tzadik Kamoiso, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu replaces him. Shenemar, Uvazorach HaShemesh, Uba HaShemesh. A Tzadik who goes away, is like when the sun goes down. When a Tzadik leaves the world, the world is dark. Uva HaShemesh, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings up the sun and another tzaddik replaces him. Actually, Kavsa Shimsha Shel Eli, before Eli was Nifter, right away, Zorcha Shimsha Shemal Armasi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu replaced him with another tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make that there should always be tzaddikim in the world. I saw some of Farshim explain this is the Makar, the source, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that there should be always 36 tzaddikim in the world, the Lama Vav tzaddikim. Amrav Chibar Abba Amrav Yochan, Ra HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzaddikim Mu'atam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that there are a few tzaddikim, Amad V'shlosim B'chol Davidar, he dispersed them over the many generations. Shenema K'lashem Tzuki Aretz, V'yoshes Aleim Tevel. Ve'amrav Chibar Abba Amrav Yochan, Afilu V'shvil Tzaddik Echad, just for one tzaddik, ha'olam eskayim, the world stands. Shenema, but tzaddik yisoid olam. Even for one tzaddik, it's worth to keep the entire world. Chasidov, but ask the Gemara, because the pasuk says ragli chasidov yishmar. But ask the Gemara, chasidov tuva mashma means many. Chasidov is loshen rabim. Answers the Gemara, Amar Nachman Yitzchak, chasidoy ksiv. Look at the ksiv in the pasuk. The ksiv is not chasidov, it's chasidoy. If a person has spent most of his life without doing averus, we need not be concerned that he's going to do averus. Shnema ragle chasidav yishmar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches that they should do the right thing. Of course, it's only when the person doesn't on his own go and do something wrong. Debate of Shmuel Amri, Kima Shibadal Yoda Dvar Aver Pam Rishon of Shneya. A person has the opportunity to do an Aver once and twice, Venechaita, and he watches himself not to do so, Shuvenechaita, he won't do an Aver afterwards. Shnemar Ragli Chsid of Yishma. Omer of Lokish, Maidik Sib, Imelaitsim Huyolitz, La Novim Yitin Chain. Bola Tame, if somebody wants to do the wrong thing, they don't take away the bechira from a person, and they give him the opportunity to do the avera. Bala tar, if somebody wants to do the right thing, not only the Messiah soy Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives him the siyata d'shmaya. And I saw bala tar, even if somebody just wants to come close to be matar himself for that, he wants to do the right thing. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives him already the siyata d'shmaya. That he should do well. And as the Rishna explained, Balatar, that's somebody who shows that he wants to do the right thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you show that you want to do the right thing, then Messiah say, or then you'll have Siyata Dishmaya. But then I saw the Klausmig Rebbe learned differently. The Klausmig Rebbe learned, HaBalatar, you just need to make the first step. And he also said that if you see Messiah, if you see that a person has siyata d'shmaya, then you could recognize that he is an individual who's a balatar Jew, that he's a Jew that wants to do the right thing. Then I saw that Lubavitch Rebbe said, balatar, if there's somebody who takes it upon himself, latar, to make people tahor, he wants to be makar v'choikim, such a person, Messiah, is zoicha, to siyata d'shmaya. Tanad bei Rabbi Shmuel. Moshe l'adam shayim moichan naftvar fasman. There's a person who sells foul-smelling material and perfume. Ba'alim the neft, when somebody comes to buy from him a foul-smelling material, amalai, so the person who sells it says to him, take it for yourself, I won't be involved. Well, Limda the Fastman, when somebody wants to buy perfume, I'm lehamtonly at she'emdet imcha. I want to participate. Kadesh nispasa nivata, that we both should be get this beautiful smell. Tana Berav Shmuel Averim Tamtemes Liba Shaladim. When a person Rachman Tzlan, when a person does an avera, the avera has a negative effect on the person. Shenemar v'leitus tamubav v'net meisibam. Natamtim means it clogs our spiritual arteries. And from here we see a very interesting shaila. Is this by all averis? From here we see that it's not only by machol sasuris, it's by all averis. But there is an interesting question that's discussed by machol sasuris. If somebody ate something not kosher because he wasn't well, or somebody ate something that's not kosher because he wasn't aware that's not kosher, will that cause that he should anyway be have netamtem? Tanabonon, the pasuk says, v'loy tetamabam and netmesabam, adam etama atzmai ma'at, a person starts doing averis, metam oisim harbe, then the door opens to do even more averis. No matter, if a person does averis in this world, metam oisim l'mala, it, the Mefarshim say, Ki Yaakov Chevel Nachlosoi. Our neshamas are tied to our bodies with a string. And the way our bodies act, it affects the way our neshamas act, affected in the Olam Haba. Ba'olam Haza, V'tam Ha'isol Olam Haba. Tana Bar V'skadishtem, V'yisem Kedoshim. Odom V'kadish Atzmei Ma'at. If a person tries to start doing what's right, b'kachanai soy harbei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him siyata d'shmaya. Melmato, if a person, even in things that are gashmius, tries to do what's right, then b'kachanai soy melmala. Be'olam haza, if a person lives his life in olam haza with kedusha and ta'ara, b'kachanai soy melmala. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him kedusha. If a person connects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we, as definition, as people, are limited. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. If we connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the source of all Kedusha, that causes that we will have a very high level of Kedusha. Hanulach Amalam Amunah, Hanulach Amalam Amunah, Hanulach Amalam Amunah.